Our next section, we are leaving the grandchildren as such now, is about either about or derived from or related to the Bible in one way or another. Sometimes the poem doesn't sound like it's about the Bible, but it gets there in the long run. Such a poem is the one I want to start with, which is called Samoyed Summer Night, The Lord's Music. It is about my walking, which I regularly did, this Samoyed, our daughter's dog, around the block, or around several blocks, every night of the year, but this happens to be a summer night. So, Samoyed Summer Night, The Lord's Music. The picture is American domestic southern region. It opens as such pictures often do. Wide-angle shot of neighborhood and trees, the half-moon pale above them, with the camera moving slowly down and just as slowly bringing into focus what it seeks. And now you see us, man and dog, beginning the routine ritual of our evening walk. The time is short-sleeved summer, and the heat is palpable if not oppressive. You feel it in the scarcely stirring oak leaves. You hear it in the soft cicada soundtrack, interrupted intermittently by the slow whir of residential traffic, the fragile, unintelligible tinkle of side porch voices talking, laughing, off-screen. Very familiar. Very relaxing. But the dog is strange. Huge and heavy, long-haired, with enormous arching tail, a perfect white in color like a snowman, broken only by the three black coals of nose and eyes, the cranberry slash of mouth. You are not certain now. You shift a little, but it's too late for that. The show begins, and we, my dog and I, begin to do what we will do, what you will now do with us, inescapably. We turn west from the house. You know it's west, because it's toward the lingering natural light still possessed of claims soon to be voided. My dog is pressing tight against his collar, pulling out the leather-handled chain as if he were, yes, what he is. A working dog, reindeer herder under the northern lights, sled puller under the north star, but not here, not among the dogwoods, stranger to the early blooming crepe myrtle, heedless of the pine and pyracantha, afflicted by the heat held in the pavement and even in the grass and in the violet air. We turn north at the corner. North, or simply right, if you have not quite yet begun to understand. For us, it is a lark at first. Aya, I call, and flick the leash. I let him pull me, which he does, but not too fast. He knows his pace and keeps it, 50 miles a day. We go no faster, not even down this hill. The laugh you hear is one that recognizes even small perfections when it sees them and marvels at them, happily awed. There are no cars. There is no pause at the intersection. It is the usual route. He knows it. Across the next block and into the azalea bushes at the side. He will stop there, I think. He does. The joyride is over. You are not surprised. We both slow down, as if we always do here, and we will walk now, only walk, we always do. We are at the bottom of the sag. From here, the hill turns up again. Then, what the hell, I think, why not? I flick the leash, and he is off again, uphill this time, but the same motion, the same pace, deliberate, graceful power. We are connected now by more than a chain, by a field of force. The leash is taut as a sled harness across his shoulder. It does not jerk, nor is there ever any slack. The ride, it really is a ride, is smooth, effortless, forever. There is no time now, no place. The dogwoods are gone, the crepe myrtles, the azaleas, all gone. There is no sidewalk, no street light. Only my feet, set solidly on the runners. Only the snow hissing under my boots. Only the half moon sailing behind us, never falling farther behind, never catching up. So there is indeed a place after all, his place. He is in it now. So am I. So are you. The mighty Yenisei flows darkly beside us, going our way, going north, toward the peninsula, toward the ice-locked gulf. There are 12 dogs in the traces, not just one, all pulling as he is pulling, shoulders and hips undulating smoothly with every forward reach, never stopping, never skipping, never slowing, splashing the new snow, cutting the new track for miles and miles and miles and miles. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? By singing it. That's how. The music will come as it comes here, in the steady whispering footfalls, in the rhythmic breathing, in the rush of the night air. The land is not strange, not any longer. The Arctic Circle is behind us. The frozen ocean is ahead. We race toward it. We will reach it soon, even though we turn east shortly, and then, strangely enough, south. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I do not prefer Jerusalem to my chief joy. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lights.